Introducing Gay Goals from Paddy Power. For every goal that Russia score in the World Cup, we're donating 10k to tackle homophobia in football. From Russia, with equal love. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup postcast. I'm Bruce Millington, and with Dan Childs and Mark Langdon, we're going to look ahead to the first batch of group matches. There's 16 of them, so grab a pen and paper. The lads will be full of tips and wisdom. Hopefully we will get you off to a flying start. It's a marathon, not a sprint. We will also get the lads' outright views as well. And there's a chance to win a £100 or €100 free bet from our friends at Paddy Power. So enter that and you could swell your betting bank. First of all then, chaps, I will run through the latest betting. All the prices you'll get today from Paddy Power. Obviously, other prices are available. The outright latest is Brazil, very well back to 4-1. 5-1 Germany, 11-2 Spain, 13-2 France, 10 Belgium, 10 Argentina, 16 England, 22 Bar. So before we get stuck into the matches, a quick word from you lads about your outright thoughts. First of all, who do you think will win the World Cup? Dan Childs.
I'd go for Spain. I just think in the friendly since the Euros and that, they've played a lot of the big teams, haven't lost to any of them. They're very impressive against the likes of Belgium and France, winning 2-0 in those games. They do it for me out of the top sides.
OK, and Mark, I know you love Spain as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just think defences tend to win international tournaments and they've got the best one.
OK, obviously there's big four at the top of the market, but there's also some teams at much bigger prices. Who's the best long shot, Dan?
Uruguay. I think they've been nibbled at as well, but I just think they're in a very good group to get out of, and the draw's worked out well. You've got a good up front, Cavani and Suarez, brilliant defence, the Atletico Madrid centre-backs.
OK, and Mark?
Yeah, I'm the same, Bruce. I just think that they've got everything that you'd want, really, in a dark horse, particularly with the draw. You know, they should win that group and then it could really open up, because I don't fancy Portugal in Group B. So that actually could, you know, really open up a spot towards the quarterfinals.
Let's see if there's a difference opinion on top scorer. Dan?
Gabriel Jesus, for me. That was my top tip out of the four that I selected. I just think he'll be Brazil's main striker. Brazil, one of the teams I would fancy to go all the way to the final. So Jesus for me.
Mark?
Yeah, I like the Brazilian, but not Jesus. I'm going Neymar, a little bit more obvious maybe, but you know, he got four goals in the last World Cup before his injury. He's come back from his latest injury in brilliant form. The goals against both Croatia and Austria show, you know, just what fine fettle he's in.
Okay, lovely stuff. Well done, lads. Let's look at the opener then. The curtain raiser takes place in the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. On Thursday, it's Russia versus Saudi Arabia. Paddy Power make the Russians hot favourites. They're 4-9. It's 16-5, the draw. And Saudis are 8-1. Mark Langdon, who's going to win this?
Russia are the most likely winners, but I don't think I want to be backing them 4-9. I mean, they've not won in seven matches. Their preparation has been horrendous with all their injuries. The pressure that's going to be on them to start with a victory as well. I mean, I was having a bet in the game. I think the draw may actually be the way to go. Saudi's only lost 2-1 against Italy and then only lost 2-1 against Germany in their most recent friendly. They impressed me against Germany. I know it was only a friendly, but I had them down as maybe being the worst team in the tournament. I'm not sure. Having watched that game against Germany, that is the case. It's not a great bet in heat, I don't think, but I'll swerve Russia at really short prices. Go for the draw.
What are you going to go for, Dan?
I don't think Russia are a great price to win the game. I just think I can see being the host, and it's a tough for Saudi Arabia to go into it. I wouldn't be surprised if they're a little bit sort of spooked by the occasion. So, I watched the friendly. I agree they played some good football, sort of middle of the pitch against Germany. I know they got the goal in the end. The penalty, it could have been given, maybe not. But I just thought that once they got in and around the 18-yard box, there wasn't a great deal of quality for them going forward. So I think they might draw a blank here in front of goal. I think Russia will sort of scrape home, and I would say Russia to win to nil would be my selection.
Unders is 6-10 with Paddy Power. That looks quite good.
Yeah, I wouldn't see there being many goals in the game, yeah.
Three games on Friday starting at 1 o'clock. Egypt versus Uruguay. Paddy Power goes 6-1 the Egyptians, 13-5 the draw, 4-7 Uruguay. You both put up Uruguay as your best long shot. So Dan Childs, I guess you think they'll kick off here.
Yeah, I fancy him to get off to a winning start here. Obviously, a lot of your bets need to be dependent on whether Salah is going to start again. If he does start, how fit is he going to be? I mean, the suggestions seemed to be three to 4 weeks, didn't they, when he first got the injury. I just suspect maybe he won't be 100% here, and that would make you even stronger to fancy Uruguay. I would still fancy Uruguay even if Salah was playing.
So just a straight Uruguay win.
Straight Uruguay, and if Salah doesn't start, then you can back him with confidence.
And Mark, what's the bet here for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go win to nil. Uruguay have kept 5 clean sheets in their last 7 matches. They've got that Godin, Jimenez, all Atletico Madrid centre-back pairing that everybody's been speaking about. But I think they've got other players as well that can help them, you know, really shut out the opposition. Muslera, the goalkeeper, for instance, won the title with Galatasaray. In midfield, you've got Vecino, who plays for Inter, and Bentancur, who's at Juventus in that centre of midfield as well. And I can't see Salah being 100%, even if he does start, and he arrived later than the rest of the team, so I'm assuming he won't be fully fit for at least for this game. So I'm not expecting many goals in a lot of these opening group stage matches. Uruguay to win to nil.
The 4 o'clock game is Morocco versus Iran in Group B. It's 5-4 Morocco, 15-8 the draw, 11-4 Iran. Mark, where's the value?
I'm going to go for Morocco, actually. I think they are a fair price, and that is with slight reservations, because I think Iran are also a team I don't want to be massively against, but it's probably more a positive in the Morocco box with this one. They didn't concede a goal in their group qualifying campaign. They've actually got some really good players coming through. Ziyech, Ajax, probably the pick of them, but Belanda's been around sort of some decent European clubs as well, and I just wonder about Iran's goal-scoring potential. I think first goal here, absolutely massive. If Morocco get it, I just don't see how Iran, with their counter-attacking sort of tendencies, can get back into the game. So one might be enough here for Morocco to win. I'll go for a Morocco win.
Already seeing that sub 2-1 draw quote, Dan. We could start seeing a few more of them. What do you think here?
Yeah, possibly. But I mean, the other side of it with this game, they're both going to be thinking Spain and Portugal are in the group. You know,
must win.
We need to win the game to have a good chance of going through. I would edge towards Morocco as well. I just think they've got more going forward. Iran look a good side defensively. I think they conceded just 2 goals in qualifying. I think those were at the end of the group when they'd actually already qualified. But the group they are in would be the reservations for me. I know you can only beat the teams in front of you, but you look at the sides that are in that group, and South Korea, this is one of the worst South Korea teams has been, I think, for the last 20 or 30 years. And you had Syria, Qatar, it was a very weak section. So I think Iran are a side, they're hard to judge, because you can only win your group. And I agree with Mark, I think they're probably better defensively than going forward. Can they hold out for a draw? I think maybe not. Morocco got a bit too much quality.
Okay, for a lot of people, the World Cup will begin at 7 o'clock on Friday when Portugal plays Spain. 2 teams packed full of stars and familiar names. And Paddy Power make the Spanish 10-11 favourites. It's 7-2 the European champions Portugal, and it's 23-10 the draw. Dan, that 10-11 Spain's looking half decent to me.
I think it's very, very decent. That would be one of my strongest bets, I think, for the first round stage. Look at Portugal. Nothing's really changed much. I know they won the Euros, but they still rely hell of a lot on Ronaldo, especially at the back as well. You've got Bruno Alves, you've got Pepe, Font. I think their ages are 34, 35, 36. I don't know if I got in the right order there, but the defence is ageing. I mean, it's a bit of a big worry there. Offensively, as I've said before, Ronaldo is the key. The draw at the Euros, they had such a good time of things with the draw. I know they got past France in the final. That was a kind of a one-off game, and France bottled it a little bit. But I just think Spain all round, you look through their side, and they're far from being a one-man team. They got strength in all areas. You got Isco, David Silva, creative. Costa now coming into a bit of form towards the end of the season. They just look, centre-backs, Pique, Ramos, De Gea in goal, they just look good all over the side. I think they're, like I said, great contenders for the World Cup, and this is a solid bet to win this first game.
Mark, do you echo what a lot of Dan said there?
I do. I'm just always slightly nervous when I've got a lot of eggs in the outright basket. You know, I don't really need to be sort of steaming into the first group stage game again. What I'm going to do here, I think maybe a smaller bet on draw half-time, Spain full-time. I think this could be a theme of sort of Spain's World Cup. Anybody that's on them, I think they may have to show some amount of patience, because the way that Spain play, it's going to be war of attrition, really, in terms of just passing teams and passing them and just waiting for that opportunity. And Portugal, very defensive side, it could take the sort of second half before that quality really sort of begins to shine through. And I suppose to some extent it could depend what happens in the opening game. If that first game, Morocco and Iran, finishes in a draw, both of these European teams may feel like a draw is a decent result for them. So, I mean, I would be slightly weary of sort of steaming into the odds on, probably more because of my outright position. I do expect Spain to eventually break them down, though.
Well done, lads. We're off and running.
Introducing Gay Goals from Paddy Power. For every goal that Russia score in the World Cup, we're donating 10k to tackle homophobia in football. From Russia, with equal love. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Okay, then, let's start with Saturday. What a day. Saturday's going to be 4 live World Cup games. Absolutely superb. You can basically sit down at 11am for France, Australia, and it goes right through till 9:45, Croatia versus Nigeria. An orgy of fantastic football. Let's start with that 11:00 a.m. game. It's taking place in Kazan. It's France versus Australia, the opening game in Group C. And Paddy Power, not surprisingly, make France very strong favourites. They're 2-9. The Aussies are 12s, and it's 11-2, the draw. Lango, you go first. What a day this is going to be. I do hope you've cleared the decks and that Carly hasn't got plans for you.
Well, no, I mean, I'll be working anyway, so, I mean, it's a great day to work, isn't it, really? If you can't be sort of in the pub all day, then I suppose pretending to work sort of the next best option. I'm going to go for a France win and both teams score in this game. I like France going forward. The obvious quality, Griezmann and Mbappe and players like that. They top scored at the Euros as well with 11 goals, but... just before we came on air, that there's reports that Sidibe and also Umtiti, two of their back four, are major doubts now for this game against the Socceroos. So there could be a makeshift back line. And Australia scored in all of their Confederations Cup games, despite being outclassed. So I'll go for France to win and both teams to score.
Dan, what's your poison here?
I'm going to go for a France double result. I don't think it'll take long to assert themselves in this match. What I would say, though, with Australia is I think they are improving a bit under the new manager. Bert van Marwijk come in January, I think it was, and there has been an improvement in their friendly results. They got a 0-0 against Colombia, although I think Colombia were much the better side, and then they won 4-0 against the Czech Republic, and I looked at the Czech side. It was pretty much a full-strength Czech side, so you've got to say that since he's come in, I think he's changed the system as well, gone to a back four. There has been a bit of improvement there. He's got, you know, a good World Cup record, took Holland to the final in 2010, the manager. So I know it's only what you've got to work with, but he is a decent manager. And I think they might be more competitive in the other games in the group. This game, I think France are just far too strong for them. And I think they'll be in front by half-time going to win.
And that's 8-11 with Paddy Power. Not
yeah,
too
I think
bad,
that's
is it?
Solid enough, yeah.
OK, 2:00, we've got Argentina versus Iceland at the Spartak Stadium in Moscow. And Paddy Power make Argentina 100-30 on. The draw is 7-2. And Iceland, who charmed us all in the Euros 2 years ago, 11-1 to keep up the good work. Dan, what's going to happen here?
I would take Argentina on here. I'd go for the draw. I think the draw's around about the 7-2 mark. Is that right? I think that looks value to me. I think it's a classic case of a team of individuals against the team. We know that Argentina have got, you know, more offensively in their side, but how many of them are they going to be able to fit into the team? You've got Dybala, you've got Higuain, you've got Messi, you've got Aguero. Possibly maybe only two of those will play. Lanzini was actually probably likely to get into the side, was playing in the friendlies in the build-up to the tournament. He's out injured, so that's...
Has he done his cruciate?
Yeah, he's done his cruciate.
It's horrible
for
West Ham,
but a lot of next season as well, I would imagine. But, Iceland have got Sigurdsson, who's their, you know, obviously their main man. He was injured, but he's come back, started the last friendly game, so that's a big plus for them. And they are a hard team to beat and break down. You have to respect not only what they did at the Euros. I thought they deserved to beat England in the round of 16 game, to be fair. And then you look at their qualifying group. They come from a really tough section. Turkey, Ukraine, Croatia are in there. They finished top of that group. You've got to give them, even though individually they don't look great on paper, they clearly are decent as a team. So for me, 3-10 doesn't do it for me. For Argentina, take the draw.
Do Argentina do it for you, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be smashing into the 3-10, given the sort of points that Dan made there. I was looking at Argentina to win by one goal. When they got to the final 4 years ago, all their victories were by one goal. And I think that, you know, Iceland maybe, if they get behind, haven't got the quality to get back into the game necessarily, but they may even feel that a 1-0 defeat isn't that bad a result, given the goal difference will be the first deciding factor in the level on points. As far as Iceland go, I don't think that Sigurdsson is fully fit. That would be my concern for them, because he's only just come back from that injury. And Gunnarsson as well, he missed the end of the season for Cardiff, hasn't played in the warm-ups. The sort of suggestion that he will be ready, But I think that their best chance of scoring probably is from his long throws. And if he's not around, that would concern me. So I'm not as negative on Argentina as maybe a lot of other people, but I think they'll get the job done. Wouldn't back the 3-10, just back them to win narrowly.
Back them to win narrowly?
Yeah, by one goal.
Well, by one goal. Okay, sorry. Okay, now if anyone's suffering from football fatigue on Saturday, or maybe, you know, Erin Doors is getting a little bit impatient with all this action, maybe the game to miss will be the 5 o'clock. It's Peru versus Denmark. But then the lads might have an opposite view. They might say there's a fantastic betting opportunity here. Paddy Power go 11-5 Peru, 11-5 the draw, 7-5 Denmark. You to serve, Mark Langdon.
Yeah, I think this could be actually the best game to watch. So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't advise people to miss this one. You know, maybe divorce would be better. we'll go for Peru and Denmark both to score here, actually. I mean, Peru only kept 2 clean sheets in their whole qualifying campaign. They're very much a team that's based on attacking quality, with their captain, Paulo Guerrero, returning from a drugs ban as well. And Denmark, I thought, were a team that improved rapidly throughout qualifying. The 4-0 victory against Poland late on, probably one sign of that, and then thrashing Ireland in the playoff with Eriksen pulling the strings. I think they're a good side going forward as well. I think this is going to be a really good game. Both teams to score, Bruce.
Okay, Mark Langdon there adapting the when the fun stops stop motto to marriage as well. I'm not sure if it does scale across to there. Dan, what do you think is going to happen, Peru, Denmark?
I would rate these teams on a pretty similar level, and just for that reason, I would edge towards Peru on value grounds. They've come through South American qualifying. It's always difficult to get through. You've got the Chile that have missed out. They've got a well-managed Argentine head coach has done a really good job with them. You've got Guerrero's come back from his drugs ban. Farfan's still decent. He's 33, but he's still playing well for them. And I just think, and they've fared very well in the friendly games as well. I don't think they've lost a game in any of their World Cup warm-up matches. So,
and they have kept the sash, have they? I haven't seen the sash. The sash is still there. I had a little sneak at Joseph's Panini sticker book. So the sash is there. Is he nearly there, Joseph?
He's nearly there. He's sort of trading off slots at the moment. Not many players. He's got about 17 out of 20 on average for most of the team.
You can just go online now, can't you? Yeah, exactly.
No, he likes the fun of swapping with his mates. But I think here Peru, Eriksen was obviously the key man for Denmark, could have a big influence on the tournament. But I think Peru maybe are less reliant on one individual player, and I'd just edge towards them value-wise.
8 o'clock, and talking kits here, there's two stunners on stage, Croatia with their white and red checks and Nigeria with their green number. Well, I guess they might have to change that because the Nigerian one looks all white when viewed from the main gantry. Anyway, they clash in Kaliningrad at 8 o'clock Saturday night to put the seal on a fantastic day for armchair sports viewers. It's 4-6 Croatia, it's 9-2 Nigeria, 13-5 the draw. Dan, have the bookmakers made this a little bit too lopsided in Croatia's favour, or do you think they've got it absolutely right?
No, I think Croatia are much stronger of these two teams. I watched the Nigeria game at Wembley. They have got a few decent individual players. I just feel as a team, they look quite disjointed. I mean, the first half of all, until England had kind of made the changes in the second half, I thought England absolutely swept them aside, really. It could have been, you know, quite a bit more than 2-0. I think Croatia, looking at their midfield in particular, I think they're going to outclass. Potentially Croatia's midfield is a lot better than England's. And you look at the way England swept them aside at Wembley. No, I think Croatia.
I don't think you need the word potential.
No, not potentially. It is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is a lot better than England's. And yeah, Croatia for me to win the game.
Croatia for you, Mark Langdon?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Dan mentioned that defeat to England. I think even more unacceptable was the defeat to Czech Republic, given what Australia had done to the Czechs just a couple of days earlier, really. So, I think Croatia will win. I think they'll control the midfield. Modric, Rakitic, players like that, just too good for Nigeria.
Okay, let's look at the Sunday and Monday games next.
Introducing Gay Goals from Paddy Power. For every goal that Russia score in the World Cup, we're donating 10k to tackle homophobia in football. From Russia, with equal love. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back, Bruce Millington, Mark Landon, Dan Charles, going through the first batch of World Cup group games. We come to Sunday now. There's 3 games on Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock with Costa Rica versus Serbia in Group E in Samara. And Paddy Power make Serbia odds on at 5-6, it's 7-2 Costa Rica, it's 9-4 the draw. Mark Langdon, where is the value?
Yeah, I think it's in Serbia here. I think this is one of them sort of classic examples to get a team before, you know, people realise just how good they could be. You know, I think if this was the last group game and Serbia kind of showed their hand, then it'd be quite a bit shorter. They've got a real nice blend of youth and experience in there. Mitrovic had played brilliantly for Fulham at the end of the season, and then got a hat-trick the other day against Bolivia. Milenkovic-Savic as well. Milijevic and Matic give a nice balance to that team. You've got the creativity as well of Dusan Tadic on one wing. Some real sort of seasoned defenders in Kolarov and Ivanovic. I think Serbia have got a real nice balance.
You see that goal Costa... Ivanovic scored the other day?
You've
got to say it. It's unbelievable.
It's like Harlem Globetrotters.
It was. Honestly. It's incredible. Yeah, So where are they weak then, Mark, Serbia? Because, I mean, I was looking at throwing a fiver or two at some absolutely mad-priced teams, and I see Serbia 150s or something.
Because, I mean, he still hasn't done it at the top level yet, as he, Mitrovic. Maybe.
They'll be worse.
I think it could be mentality, really. I mean, they absolutely blew it when they were fancied to qualify for the Euros, and, you know, there is always, I think, with... sort of Serbia, there's already been sort of question marks over stripping Ivanovic of the captaincy and giving it to Kolarov, and it takes one sort of dodgy performance or one bad tackle in training and you know, it all kicked off. So I mean, that would be the biggest concern. But Costa Rica, I mean, they obviously did brilliantly to reach the quarterfinals 4 years ago, but I can't see them repeating that. They've got a very average team on paper.
So you're going Serbia and need to win better. Mark, Dan even.
No, I'm really strong Serbia. I think the two ways of this, that Serbia are probably underrated going to this game, and I think Costa Rica are probably overrated. Maybe people looking back at and reaching the quarterfinals last time where they did do very well. I think they've gone backwards since then. If you look at their form in qualifying, they kind of got over the line in the end, but it's a very weak qualifying section, the CONCACAF section. Some of their better players are getting on a bit now. Ruiz is now into his 30s.
Paolo Wanchope can't go on forever, can
Paolo Wanchope can't go on forever. I watched the friendly against effectively England reserves, wasn't it? I just looked at Costa Rica and you couldn't see where the threat was going to come from. There was nothing there really going forward. I just think Serbia are a much better team. One thing that you mentioned about Serbia weakness, I did think of one, the goalkeeper, who was Stojkovic, was on loan at Forest. I watched him a few times for Forest, didn't convince me at all. Maybe that's a weakness.
Okay, at 4 o'clock, it's Germany versus Mexico. And Germany are 4-9, Mexico 13-2, 100-30 the draw. Dan Charles, what is your betting strategy going to be for this game?
I'm going to go for the draw here. I just think Germany are a team, I don't think they're anywhere near as strong as they were 4 years ago. I thought you could see that at the Euros, that there was a bit of a regression. The qualifying, they're in such an easy group that you couldn't really, it was hard to judge them on. I mean, I know it's hard to go by friendlies, but they have lost to Austria. I watched the Saudi Arabia game and they weren't fantastic in that game as well. And there's just a few little signs. There could be a bit of problems in the camp. Sane being left out, I think, everybody's saying, is it on his ability? But there's also been a bit of talk about that he turned up and was his attitude wasn't quite right. You got the two Turkish players were booed as well during the Turkish origin, Gundogan and
Ozil
were both booed during the Saudi Arabia game. So I just don't know how together they are maybe this time, Germany. And I just think at that price, Mexico in group games, they've lost two of their last 15 group games. 4 years ago, they got 7 points in the group. They were in the host Brazil. They got a 0-0 draw against Brazil in that group. I know Brazil are stronger now than they were then, but Mexico do often pull out a result against the good sides early in the tournament. So I'm going to go for a draw here at a big price.
Wow, they say never write off the Germans, but that's as near as you're ever going to get there. Dan's not very keen on Germany at all. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I think sort of anyone that's back in Germany, it's like it'll be all right on the night type thing and sort of talking about this tournament team mentality. But we haven't really seen, I don't think, enough in recent sort of last couple of years to suggest that they are, say, I mean, they're ahead of Spain, aren't they, in the outright betting. You know, they've only kept one clean sheet in their last 8 games. That was against England. When England had Vardy and Tammy Abraham up front. So, you know, it wasn't a strong England team. That includes games against Northern Ireland, Azerbaijan and Saudi Arabia. And two of those were qualifiers. So it's not just a case of them, you know, not caring about friendlies. I worry about Mexico's mentality. You know, they were beaten 4-1 by Germany in the Confederations Cup last summer. And they're a team that seemed to do okay and then sort of it falls apart somewhere, always always are saying that they can't get out the last 16. Agree with Dan that they're kind of better in the group stage, but I was looking at this being a high scoring game. Over 2.5 goals appealed to me because Mexico are going to attack. Been reading a lot about them. And it sounds like with Hernandez and Vela and Lozano, they're really going to have a go at all teams in this tournament. They could get some joy against Germany. I just worry about them defensively against Germany's quality.
Both teams, oh no, overs, sorry, overs, 17 to 20 with Paddy Power.
Yeah, it's just because then you have got the, you know, if Germany do turn it on and absolutely cane Mexico, you've got the sort of 3-0 running for you rather than, you know, the both teams to score of the 1-1 angle.
7 o'clock Sunday night, Brazil versus Switzerland. Brazil 2-5, 7-2 to the draw, 15-2 Switzerland. Mark, any shocks in the offing here?
No, I don't think so. I think Brazil have come into this tournament in fine fettle. I think if they're to get caught out, Brazil, it may be when they come up against a team that's got a quality attack and can get at their defence. Switzerland haven't got that quality in attack at all. And I think Brazil will win. You could back a -1 on the Asian handicap, or maybe if you're looking for a bigger price, 2-0 on the correct score. Maybe another way of going, you know, Neymar, Gabriel Jesus and Willian with Coutinho in behind them.
It's
quite strong. Like I say, I think it will be, though, when they come up against a team that can defend against that, how do Brazil cope with the quality that other teams throw at them? But Switzerland with Seferovic up front, probably not good enough. So, I mean, Brazil to win to nil would be another way. But I like Brazil -1 on the Asian handicap and 2-0 correct score.
Dan, will you be making it all 7 live games over the weekend, or do you think you're going to come under a bit of pressure to miss one or two?
No, I think I'll... No, earlier in the tournament...
It's your job, isn't it?
Put my foot down,
you can definitely play the it's my job card to Amy.
Tuesday night will be that could be the problem night. Holby City is one of her favourites, so yeah. There's always catch-up TV. So.
Well, hopefully nothing will happen to get you admitted to Holby City. I hope it doesn't get too fraught. But
exactly,
it's a difficult time, isn't it? You've got balanced work and home life, haven't you? Anyway, Brazil-Switzerland, you've got a gold star bet for us.
Yeah, Mark mentioned actually right towards the end there, Brazil to win to nil. That's what I've written down. I just think Switzerland up front, I mean, you look at who's competing for those attacking positions, then Bolo, who's kind of a player that's been looked at to have potential for a while now but hasn't really realised it, and then Seferovic, who's just proven to be not very good really. I mean, he's a substitute at Benfica where he got 4 league goals this season. He's their main man up front. Shaqiri's really their main threat. Switzerland, you look at them I watched the two games against Northern Ireland. They've scored one goal over the tie. That was from a penalty that shouldn't have been given in Belfast, so I don't think they can hurt Brazil. I think Brazil will win comfortably, and Brazil to win to nil. That does it for me.
Okay, into Monday, and at 1 o'clock in Nizhny Novgorod, it's Sweden versus South Korea in Group F, which is also the group that contains Germany versus Mexico. Sweden are evens. It's 11-5 to draw. It's 3-1 South Korea. And Dan Childs, who will be victorious?
Sweden are a team that I would say, in my mind, are similar on the lines of Iceland. You look at their team, and there aren't a number of players there. You look at it and think, wow, you know, these are match-winning players. But you have to start respecting what they've done. You look, they're in a group with France, Holland and themselves, finished second in that group. That's pretty much as good as you can do, really. Then they get put in a playoff game against Italy, and they deservedly came through that over two legs. So I'm giving them quite a bit of respect for those achievements. And I look at South Korea, and they finished 7 points behind Iran in that weak group I was talking about, the Asian group. I've got Son Heung-min, but I look at through the rest of the side, there isn't a lot of quality there. I don't think they're as good a team as Sweden, and I would go for Sweden to win this game.
Mark?
Yeah, I'm struggling to back Sweden that sort of around about even money. I think they're a team that's probably better served when they're kind of underdogs and when they're asked to force the issue. I'm not sure about them. I haven't scored in 3 matches. Not quite sure where the creativity is coming from. And I think South Korea are a pretty awful side, but they may not sort of need to be that good to get a point in this game. I'm going to go for a draw. I just, you know, Sweden against, you remember against Republic of Ireland a couple of years ago at the Euros. I mean, that was kind of a must-win opener for them. They had Ibrahimovic then, and they couldn't win that one. And I think they're a team that is much better suited in a weird kind of way to playing an Italy or a France where, you know, that they don't have to force the issue.
The team, I believe, will be lifting the World Cup at the end of all this is Belgium, and they begin their charge to the title at 4 o'clock on Monday with a game against Panama in Sochi, and suitably short price as well for the champions elect. Paddy Power go 1-7. It's 13-2 the draw, and Panama 22-1, the biggest price of any of the teams in our first round of matches. Mark Langdon, what's going to happen here?
I'd like Belgium double result, maybe Belgium to win both halves would be my way of looking at this game. I mean, Panama are, I think, the worst team in the tournament, qualified with a negative goal difference. And Belgium are sort of known to be flat track bullies. Last night against Costa Rica, they were comfortable winners in that game. Lukaku got a couple, but it sounded like Hazard and De Bruyne, maybe even for the first time really in a national team shirt, sort of started to get it together and click, particularly.
Are they a bit like Lampard and Gerrard then?
Oh, well, they not necessarily, because they don't play, they don't want to play in the same positions, but it's just the fact that, particularly with De Bruyne, he's become so used to playing in this Guardiola system. He gets very frustrated when he goes to Belgium and the team doesn't move around the pitch, under Martinez like they would Guardiola. It's almost as if, Martinez is not as good a coach as Guardiola, and before that, Mark Wilmots as well. And De Bruyne was saying our tactics are rubbish just the other day, which doesn't bode well, I don't think, for the whole tournament. They have got a bit of the Dutch about them, I think, in terms of they will just speak their mind, and it's just the way that sort of a lot of them are, really. I mean, they don't see it as a massive problem to come out and sort of say how they think it is. I don't think there'll be any issues against Panama. But Belgium to win very easily, as the odds suggest.
That double result's 4-7. That acceptable, Mark?
Yeah, it is, but I think you can just get a bit bigger price on them to win both halves. I haven't got it written down, actually. I did have it, but okay. I misplaced it. But that would be another way to go.
Dan, what's your fancy here?
Yeah, I've got the same Belgium double result. I think this is the biggest. The reason I say it's still a good price, I think it's the biggest mismatch in the whole of the first round games. Panama, as Mark said, I think they are the worst team at the World Cup. I mean, lost 6-0. I talked about Switzerland's lack of firepower. Well, Switzerland beat Panama 6-0 in a friendly this year. Now, that gives you an idea of where Panama are at, really. I mean, that somehow they scraped through qualifying, finished ahead of the USA in that section. But I think that says more about where the USA are, really. Belgium, as Mark's mentioned, they do very well against the weaker teams in their group, thumping likes of Estonia. I think they got eight goals, I think, them in one game. That beat Cyprus easily. Gibraltar they thumped a couple of times, so I think that, I mean, obviously they're better than Gibraltar, Panama, but I think they're not going to compete on even keel here. Belgium double result.
Okay, now then, this is really big for you potentially. Your chance to win a free £100 or €100 bet, courtesy of our sponsors Paddy Power. All you have to do is tweet the answer to the following question with the hashtag postcast to be in with a chance of winning. And the question is, who will captain England during the World Cup? So just tweet the answer to that with the hashtag postcast and you could win a free £100 or €100 bet even from Paddy Power. Good luck.
Introducing Gay Goals from Paddy Power. For every goal that Russia score in the World Cup, we're donating 10K to tackle homophobia in football. From Russia, with equal love. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Right then, welcome back. It's Bruce Millington, Mark Langdon and Dan Childs picking apart all the first batch of group games from the 2018 World Cup. And we come to England's debut in the tournament. It takes place at 7 o'clock on Monday night in Volgograd. It's Tunisia versus England. Paddy Power go 9-1 Tunisia, 7-2 the draw, and 4-11 England. Dan, are England a safe wager at 4-11?
I think you could include them in your accumulators, yeah. I mean, I'm not the sort of person that likes lumping on a side at 4-11 to win any game, but I do fancy him strongly. My bet would be England double result, same as the Belgium one, but I would imagine would be a slightly bigger price for this game. But no, I just think Tunisia, they haven't really got anything to hurt you. Again, up front, I mean, their top scorer in their squad is Wabi Kazri, who's at, I think he's still at Sunderland, but was on loan at Rennes last season. He's the only guy in the squad that's got double figures at international level. I think England, since they've gone to this three at the back, they seem to be getting better and better at the moment. And he's the system that he looks like he's going to play, Southgate, with the only one holding midfield player, I think could work quite well in the early games against Tunisia and Panama. Gives us a little bit more of an attacking threat. I think they'll be ahead by the break and go on to win.
Your double result is 11-10 with
Paddy
Power.
Yeah, that's very decent, yeah.
Mark, what's your view?
England to win 1-0, maybe. I think it's going to be a tighter game really there than what Dan was just saying, just because it's the opener, and for all that England have kind of talked the talk in recent days, and it's been very positive and good to hear. If they don't score in the first 15, 20 minutes, I do wonder if there'll be some nerves sort of coming there and, you know, remembering sort of past performances, even if the, not all of these players were involved. But, I mean, enough of them were there against Iceland, for instance. I mean, to remember the bad times that weren't that long ago. I agree that Tunisia haven't got much in attack. It sounds like Kasri will play as a false nine for them. So I think it is a case of, you know, one goal could be enough to win it for England. Tunisia held out for a long time against Spain in their last friendly before losing 1-0. They also drew with Portugal and Turkey. That they've just brought in a number of French-born Tunisians that have beefed up their squad. I think England will win. I'm just slightly less confident than Dan about how easy it will be.
Now, Dan, you are one of the biggest creatures of habit I know. And every single Monday night, the Childs family goes to Windsor Races, don't you? Mm. So what's going to happen this Monday?
I'll probably go and see a couple of races and come home early. So I'll try and do both. Yeah,
brilliant. Yeah. Excellent. But you'll have to swerve the curry,
yeah,
won't you?
Yeah, the curry will have to go, yeah, sadly, yeah.
Okay, Group H is one of the most difficult to solve in terms of who's going to win and who's going to qualify in second. It's wide open. And let's look at the two first batch of matches in Group H, starting at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, Colombia versus Japan. And Paddy Power go 4-6 Colombia, 13-5 the draw, and 9-2 Japan. Mark Langdon, what's your idea of the best bet here?
I've got Japan finishing bottom of this group, so I feel like I should go for Colombia. The 4-6 is just about acceptable. If it got any shorter, I don't think I'd want to be steaming into it. But if you have a look at Japan, discounting home advantage that they had in 2002, they've played 13 matches at the World Cup and won just twice. And I mean that this is a team that comes into it in absolute chaos, the change of manager, you know, in March, April time. I mean, that's never a good sign, really, that you've had to do that. Nishiori, that the new coach has changed to a back three, which is, I think, a risky business, you know, when you've been playing back four for so long. They've done it because they want to get all of their best players in, and the likes of Kagawa fell out with Alioszczyk, former coach, but I'm not sure it's going to make too much difference. Colombia with Falcao and James in attacking tandem, I think that would just about be enough.
Colombia for Mark, who for you, Dan?
In a competitive group, I think this is the least competitive game. I think Colombia are the strongest team in the group. Japan are the weakest. Since the new manager, Nishino, has come in, they've actually lost two games. They lost to Ghana 2-0, lost to Switzerland 2-0. That Ghana team was nowhere near the first-choice side as well. So there's no sign of an improvement since the new manager's come in. Colombia won all three games in their group last time, including beating Japan. At that World Cup, they didn't have Falcao, who was injured. Now they've got him. I think they're arguably even stronger this time. Colombia for me.
OK, and the other Group H game Tuesday is Poland-Senegal. It's 13-10 Poland. It's 11-5 to draw, 12-5. Senegal, Dan Childs.
Yeah, I think Poland at odds against are an okay bet. I mean, the biggest worry over them is in the defence with Glick, who got an injury. I'm not sure what his actual status is at the moment, but he was thought to be a major doubt for the World Cup. But that would be a concern. But I do think with Lewandowski up front, you know, there is one of the best centre forwards at the tournament. Senegal team that you look at, there's a few good individuals in the side. You've got Koulibaly, centre back, one of the best central defenders in Serie A, probably. You've got up front, obviously Mane with his pace and had a great season for Liverpool. But they're a team. Aliou Cisse, he's quite a new manager to the international level. This is his only job. Looking at their results, you know, in friendlies, I mean, they drew 0-0 with Luxembourg not that long ago. That's a bit of a concern for me. I'm not sure they're going to be as good as they look on paper. So Poland for me.
Dan for the Poles, and who for you, Mark?
No, we're not tipped up too many outsiders here, Bruce, in the opening round. I'm going to go for one here. I think Senegal are not far off being as good as Poland. So I'm going to go for Senegal to win the game. I think Koulibaly can keep tabs on Lewandowski. And Lewandowski, in major tournaments, has disappointed. That home European Championship, when he was supposed to be the key man, and he only scored once. And in the last Euros, he only scored once as well. I don't think he really enjoys the pressure of playing for a team maybe that doesn't create as many chances for him as what, say, Borussia Dortmund and more recently Bayern Munich do. So he got a load of goals in qualifying, but I mean, I don't read too much into that given the soft opponents. And I think with the likes of Mane on the counter-attack, I think Senegal could go in here at a big price.
Okay, let's get the naps.
This will not be beaten.
So this is your best bet for those first 16 group games. I'll start Belgium -2 on the handicap against Panama. Paddy Power go 13-8. So they need to win by three or more, but they're an absolutely different class side. I think they'll blow Panama away. Dan Charles, what's your name?
Yeah, I'll go Serbia 5-6 against Costa Rica. I think they'll finish second in the group. I think Costa Rica will finish bottom.
And Mark Langdon?
I was going to go Serbia. I'm just going to change it just so that people can get a treble. I'm going to go for Brazil -1 on the Asian handicap against Switzerland. So you get your money back if they win by just a goal. But I just think the quality that Brazil have got going forward will be far too much for Switzerland. And once they get in front, game opens up. It could be good night.
But your real nap is Serbia, is it?
I like Serbia as well, yeah.
Well done, lads. Fantastic stuff. Don't forget to get the Racing Post every single day when Dan, Mark and the rest of the Racing Post crack team of tipsters. They cut out all the nonsense in this. There's none of this analysis of who's got the best tie in the studio and all that. You just get great betting advice, great stats. The Racing Post, essential right throughout the World Cup. And don't forget as well, if you do enjoy the podcast, we're doing a US Open golf special tomorrow. Steve Palmer is back for that. That will be great. Steve is in red hot form, so find out who he fancies to win in Shinnecock Hills. There will be more World Cup podcasts throughout the tournament. And if you enjoy listening, do please rate, review and subscribe on iTunes.
Introducing Gay Goals from Paddy Power. For every goal that Russia score in the World Cup, we're donating $10,000 to tackle homophobia in football. From Russia, with equal love. 18+, begambleaware.org.